Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. And, quote, "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe you will roll them up. Like a garment they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end." End quote. This is from another of the Psalms, Psalm 102, 25-27. Psalm 102 is mainly a supplicatory psalm in which the psalmist laments his condition and the opposition of his enemies. It looks forward to the promised Messiah through expressing hoping in God as deliverer of his people. In referring to Psalm 104 earlier, the writer to the Hebrews made the point that Jesus was greater than the angels from a psalm in which his godhood is clearly seen. But here he is more direct in selecting a psalm which speaks of both the creative, sustaining, and the judgmental powers of Israel's deliverer. The inference is now to Christ's position as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He not only laid the foundation of the earth, which is creation, but he will roll up the heavens like a cloth at the end of the age. This is the Christ in whom the Hebrews have professed belief. God Almighty, creator and destroyer of the universe, eternal and unchanging God. This is the God who has spoken in Son to Israel, having already spoken in many and various ways through the prophets, the very prophets whom the writer is now quoting to them. Again, this is preparatory argument which will lead to dire warnings about apostasy. He clearly lays out what they themselves claim to have known and believed, and thereby removes any excuse for them to entertain lesser views of Christ.